Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, October 27th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Windows Central sources say Microsoft is working on an ultra-low-cost 11.6-inch laptop codenamed Tengen, primarily designed to compete with Chromebooks in the education market. It's unclear if these would use Microsoft's Surface brand. The company is also reportedly working on a new edition of Windows 11 titled Windows 11 SE that features special optimizations, tweaks, and features for similar low-cost school PCs. Exact pricing is unknown, but it would fall below the Surface Go, which starts at $549. Samsung announced it will launch a cloud game streaming service for its Tizen Smart TV platform at its Samsung Developer Conference. No details on a launch date, what games would be available, or if it will launch on other platforms were announced. U.S. President Joe Biden named acting FCC head Jessica Rosenworcel as official head of the agency Tuesday. Her commissioner spot will be filled by the co-founder of the lobbying group Public Knowledge and FCC special counsel Gigi Sohn. If Sohn is confirmed by the U.S. Senate, the FCC would return to a full 5 members, avoiding frequent ties. Snap announced it surpassed 100 million monthly active users in India. CEO Evan Spiegel cited significant investments in localization efforts in India for the milestone. Daily time watching content in India was up 150% of the year. The company also announced a partnership with Flipkart to develop AR shopping experiences in Snapchat. Alphabet beat analyst estimates in Q3, earning $27.99 per share on revenue of $65.12 billion. Google and YouTube ad revenue were both up 43% of the year to $53.13 billion and $7.21 billion, respectively. Google Cloud revenue increased 45% in the year to $4.99 billion, with its operating loss down 46%. Other Bets revenue increased 2% to $182 million, even as losses increased 17% to $1.29 billion. In Q3, Twitter earned 18 cents per share on revenue up 37% in the year to $1.284 billion, beating analyst earnings estimates. The company said the impact of iOS privacy changes were less than expected, with ad revenue up 41% of the year to $1.14 billion. In its fiscal Q1 2022, Microsoft earned $2.27 per share on revenue of $45.32 billion, up 22% of the year and beating analyst estimates. Windows OEM revenue increased 10% of the year, despite supply chain constraints on PC shipments, while cloud services increased 12%. Surface revenue declined 17% of the year, with Microsoft expecting another dip in Q2. Overall game revenue was up 16% of the year to $3.6 billion, with Xbox hardware revenue up 166% and Xbox services revenue up only 2%. In its Q3 earnings, Spotify reported monthly active users and premium subscribers were both up 19% of the year to 381 million and 172 million, respectively. Overall revenue increased 27% of the year to 2.5 billion euros, with ad sales up 75% of the year to 323 million euros. Per user podcast consumption increased 20% of the year, with podcast share of total consumption hours hitting an all-time high. Aura announced its Generation 3 smart ring will add pulse oxygen sensors and increasing temperature sensors from 3 to 7. The Gen 3 Aura adds the ability to do period tracking, blood oxygen monitoring, and real-time heart rate tracking. The Aura Gen 3 is $299 for pre-order now, shipping November 15th. Starting next month, YouTube will demonetize channels that market themselves as made for kids if they upload low-quality content. Low-quality content includes overly commercial videos and ones that encourage bad behaviors. Channels violating these new guidelines could be removed from the YouTube Partner Program. Sony announced the Xperia Pro 1 smartphone, offering the same 1-inch sensor as its RX107 point-and-shoot camera, using a 24mm lens with a variable aperture. The camera can capture raw stills, 4K 120 frame per second video, and shoot 20 frame per second stills. Accessories for the phone include an external display for vlogging. Specs are otherwise standard for a 2021 Android flagship. Pre-orders open October 28th, shipping in December for $1,800. Blizzard canceled its BlizzCon online event, originally scheduled for February. In the cancellation announcement, the company said the time and energy to put on the event would be better spent supporting our teams and progressing development of our games and experiences. Blizzard also said it would take the time to reimagine the event to make it as safe, welcoming, and inclusive as possible. Google Stadia added support for free trials on individual games, initially offering a 30-minute free trial of its exclusive title, Hello Engineer. Players have access to the full game in that window, with the Stadia sidebar showing a countdown timer. Progress during the trial is saved if users want to purchase the title or subscribe to Stadia. And finally, Samsung will bring its One UI 4 mobile interface design to its Windows Galaxy Book laptops in an effort to make it easier to switch between using a Samsung Android device. The UI will be shown on Samsung Windows apps, including Samsung Notes, Samsung Gallery, and Samsung Settings. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.